It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. And get in line, it's Record Store Day.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Back in 2007, Record Store Day was conceived as a way to celebrate and preserve record stores and the culture that surrounds them. Since then, the annual Vinyl Bonanza has grown to include shops around the world, and by my count, more than 40 participating stores in the New York City area alone. This is not a virtual event. Record Store Day exists to give a shot in the arm to independent brick-and-mortar record stores. Record Store Day events often have lines that form the night before and wrap around the block by opening time on Saturday morning. I visited Factory Records in Dover, New Jersey earlier this week before the line started. It's a huge store full of new and used vinyl that makes it seem like the heyday of Tower Records and physical music never ended. Store manager Dion DeFranco says the day is responsible for a significant portion of their annual profits.
Yes, absolutely. Record Store Day is a very, very important day to us, not only for the sales and the income that we get from the Record Store Day exclusives, but also because of the number of people we get into the store. We usually get several hundred people. We're probably getting about 500 people this year.
And these are people that then know you exist.
Exactly, yes. So they're going to be repeat customers, because if this is the first time that they're ever going to be in the store, it's on a day of celebration. It's on a day with a community of people that are just like them, that they can relate to and that they can get excited about vinyl together with. And we hope that they'll be returning customers.
Some record stores opt out of Record Store Day because it can be pretty crazy, right? There can be massive crowds. It can be hard to manage. It's a day that is anything but a typical business day at a record store. Is it worth the hassle?
It is 100% worth the hassle for us. Absolutely. I understand the stores that get overwhelmed by the crowds or are overwhelmed by the cost of bringing in the Record Store Day titles because they are expensive. We have a system in place to ensure that it's very fair for every customer involved. We handle the crowds in a wonderful way. We also have the space to handle the size of the crowds that are going to be in here.
You talk about the Record Store Day product. These are exclusive releases that are only available on this day, right?
Correct. About half to a third of them are exclusive specifically for that day. There's a bunch that are considered Record Store Day firsts that are first available on Record Store Day and then will be available elsewhere after that.
So it can be costly to order this product and take a chance on what may or may not be hot that year.
It is, and very, very much so, a gamble. You have to know your demographic. You have to know what people are looking for the most, what's going to be the hot title, what you can bet your money on the most and try to get 100 copies of, and the other titles that you only bring in 10 copies of.
Chances are if Taylor Swift has a vinyl release coming out, you get that one.
Oh yeah, you get as many as possible for Taylor. And in this case, it would be the Olivia Rodrigo Noah Kahan is going to be the hot one this year. She is really big. Noah Kahan is really big, and it's a split release between the two of them. And we expect that to be our number one seller this year for sure.
Talk about the crowds. We mentioned the crowds briefly. When does the line form to get in?
For us, the line will start the night before. We'll have people camping out all night long. Typically, most people will arrive somewhere between the 2 and 4 a.m. mark. We are not allowed to sell any of the Record Store Day exclusives or titles until 8 a.m. Eastern. But what we do is we'll open the doors early at 6 a.m. We issue a numbering system. That way people aren't just waiting out in the cold for us to open and then swarm the store. And come 1 o'clock p.m., we're going to start our performances for the day, which is going to be done by Tomas Dunker and the True Groove All-Stars. It's so much fun. It is. Our customers are absolutely the best. I love them to death. And it's really just everybody hanging out, talking music, talking vinyl. It's a party. And on top of everything, the day before Record Store Day is a brand new album from Taylor Swift. So the store is going to be crazy. We're preparing for that on top of Record Store Day.
So Record Store Day with a cherry on top, because there is a new Taylor Swift album out on vinyl. Is that right?
That's right. The Torture Poets Department and We're not allowed to say anything, but there's lots of surprises in store for all the Swifties that come into the store.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Dion DeFranco, store manager at Factory Records in Dover, New Jersey. Happy Record Store Day.
Oh, thank you very much. Enjoy the day yourself.
Do what you want to. Girl, put your records on.